DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rice.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Conspiracy Theory. I am James.
I'm also James, but that's just what I want you to believe.
And I am Bryce, and Syria shouldn't have said Donald Trump was a doo-doo head.
Wow.
Ooh.
Just jumping out the gate.
Yep.
Well, since we're going to open with Trump, I'm going to start this round of conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Just going so dry. Are you going to warm them up first? You're not going to fluff them up?
Nope.
You're not going to get them wet? Just going to shove it right in there?
Just yeah, you're going to get ear raped, essentially.
And there's the name of the show. Okay.
Conspiracy ear rapings. Okay, so we all know that...
I got a conspiracy for you first.
Okay.
Okay.
This. Having good flavor.
Oh. Well, because you got vigor.
This? It's a visa.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vigor, I believe, is an old Latin term for swamp
vomit.
Taint.
Yeah. Swamp taint.
I got it. It's swamp taint and vomit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's what they really should put in the ingredients.
No sugar. So there you go.
Yeah. I should probably go put a pound of sugar in here and it might actually taste good.
No, even that one. Because it just turns the sugar into salt.
Yeah, and then you get sweet taint. No one likes sweet taint.
Sweet
it's got
taint.
Sugar. It's got cane sugar. Evaporated cane sugar.
Well, sweet taint was my old biker nickname, by the way.
I bet you were popular at that bar.
That actually might be the name of the show, I think, is better. Sweet taint.
Sweet taint. Sweet taint. Here's the
legend of sweet
taint. Miles on my
taint.
Iron horse. After a couple hundred miles on my iron hog, you know, I get off and just, I don't know what it is, my jeans would be soaked. I just had the sweet taint, you know what? And they're just like, that's your name. I'm like, who are you? And like, we're a gang. Be a part of us. And I'm like, okay. And that's the story. Sweet taint story isn't that long.
That sounded like if George W. Bush was telling the story of how he got to me.
Yeah. I wish Corn Fat Boy would do a
The only
Donald
thing that
Trump
Jim
one.
Was missing there was the laugh.
No, I agree with Bryce. Court and Fat should come out of retirement and do if only just one episode.
God,
but I
yes.
think it's too sweet and too fertile of a fruit
yeah.
for them to bite into just once. There's just no way they'd have to devour the whole orchard, and then end up in Guantanamo Bay.
No, they'd end up disappeared.
Yeah, there'd be a weird tall stain and a weird short stain with a Kangol on the concrete somewhere, and be like, oh, struck by lightning, I guess. America.
It smells like sweet taint.
Once that smell gets in your clothes, you can't get it out.
Okay, let's start this shit show. I mean, not that we haven't started.
Glowing endorsement from James.
That's what Donald Trump tweeted about us. Not another podcast. Shit show. Not a fan.
I should make a fake tweet. Because you can do that. I have a...
So every week, every time I post a new show, just a new tweet from it.
Yeah, I have a...
There's a real, at real Donald Trump tweet generator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also one that you can turn an executive order into a meme, so you can have it say whatever you want.
Nice.
Is there an executive order to shoot on site, not another podcast?
Like...
Chubby
this
hunting.
One after this ad finishes.
Do, 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 do. Fill in
except
time,
sweet taint.
Singing a song.
Executive order,
medium.
He's drawing dicks.
It doesn't have to be a visual medium. Cause, I mean, it could, but you didn't turn your camera on.
Okay, so I was doing my research for, because we decided we're going to find the crazy, we've been doing crazy news stories, and I figured let's delve a little deeper and do crazy conspiracy theories. We've done conspiracy theories before, but our mission this week was to find the craziest ones.
Okay.
And Jim sent one that I can't wait to hear about. Bryce, you think you might have topped him. I found three. Two I'm going to talk about. One I'll talk about briefly, but two that I actually pulled. And then there's this one. Bryce sent me a... he sent us all a news article that one Mr. Steve Bannon was taken off the Security Council.
Woohoo!
Hallelujah.
Now, there's a guy I work with. I want to get him on the show. The guy is super smart. And I ended up talking to him for an hour over this. He's got... They're not crazy conspiracy theories, but I think there's a conspiracy going on that we might actually see come to fruition. I can't look at Bryce right now because he just took another drink of sweet tea.
It's like bitter beer face. I actually have a... I think this might actually be fermented.
It could be.
I've had a skunk batch or two of Vizo over the years, so it does happen.
Yeah, I think the Vizo's just like the grapefruit, right?
It's like over...
Or the Vigor?
The Vigor. It's lime, lemon, key lime, strawberry.
Well, there's why.
Yeah.
At least it's not the grape one, because that one tastes like a liquid multivitamin, but this is pretty close.
Yeah.
And yet keep drinking them.
Because I get them for free.
Well,
one of the guys at work will just randomly give them to me.
Oh, fuck. Are they hiring where you're at? Oh, my God. Holy shit. Free Visa. They're pretty... fucking free Visa. That's $3 in my pocket.
And a taint in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. All day long. But I'm energized. Yeah, some of them taste like a multivitamin that an old person has consumed and then pissed back into the bottle.
So that's how they filtrate their liquids.
Oh, yeah.
Armies and armies of elderly people urinating into small containers, yes. The secret's out. Conspiracy theory confirmed.
Done. Move on.
So this guy was talking to me. We were talking about Bannon being removed from the Security Council. And this is the more or less bomb that he dropped on me, that the Trump administration knows that the Russian hack stuff is going to come to light. There's no way to avoid it. Bannon is the fall guy.
From the TV show?
They know that the Trump administration will not survive this unless they pin it on one guy. And Steve Bannon has stepped up and said, I'll be that fall guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's the thing that got made this kind of seem to make sense. Bannon's not a guy that you can just kick off something unless he willingly goes.
Well, technically, yes, he is. He can get kicked off the council because the president assigns who's on the council.
You guys heard the story
about how he got on the council, right? Or supposedly got on the council.
Was there sweet taint involved?
I stole it right out of my mouth.
Hey, quit taking his taint out of his mouth, okay?
Could you please?
But it's so sweet.
It is. Inviting.
So the story goes that for a while, Trump wasn't necessarily reading the stuff he was signing. He was trusting the people that were handing it to him. And in one of his orders... supposedly Bannon had slipped in that he was going to be on the National Security Council.
I'm pretty sure that was confirmed.
I don't remember if it was. All I remember was seeing the initial story.
Here's the beauty about all of this that I love. Because of all this, because of Trump's quote-unquote war on media, or news media, the news media has really stepped up their game in the last month. They're doing a lot more... Are you going to throw up?
I feel like it.
Well, do it back into the bottle so you can return it.
There's something weird in my bottle.
I got to stop drinking it, but I need the caffeine.
Yeah. I think you need to mix it with like vodka and just pound it.
If I didn't have to work, I would probably die because I would have to... I would rather taste the vodka than the energy out of that thing.
I was going back and forth with this guy at work, and he had like... I really should have recorded the whole thing so we just could have played it. That would have been the show for the week. We could have had the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really interesting how much thought he put into this and how much it totally made sense to me. But this guy is convinced that Trump will not see 100 days in office. I think he'll make close to 200. But he was saying that if his theory is correct and Bannon is the fall guy for Russia, then Bannon can tie up litigation in courts for 3 years for Trump's full term. And then when Trump is exiting, he just gives Bannon a pardon.
So my only major issue with this is if the investigation reveals other players involved in it, they can't just pin it all on him.
Unless he does some sort of deal. Which I kind
of... It's possible, but...
What the FBI is gathering, so they're aware of how close it is. So it does make sense that Bannon would go...
I mean, they could try and cut it off at the head and shut the investigation down early by him admitting to it. But I don't think they're going to just let the investigation go.
Well, and the thing is, even though he gets pulled out because he takes the fall, he's still influencing because all the people who worked with him and for him are still in place. So he's still, puppet mastering, even though he's not in the White House. So that's dangerous. And so I asked this guy, I said, how does... who brings down the Trump administration? Someone's got to roll on Trump fully and name everyone. And he said Priebus. Priebus is the guy who's, number one, he's just been, they made it look like he was going to, have all this power and influence and be able to do all this stuff. And they've totally been emasculating him and just shaming him. So he thinks that Priebus is the guy who's eventually going to throw his hands up and say, fuck y'all, here's all the documents.
Yeah.
Which I kind of hope they emasculate him just a little bit more and do it fast, if that's the case. Not that I want to see this guy, but here's the thing that we talked about, and it was, if we get rid of Trump, we have Pence. And I know a lot of people are really afraid of him, but here's the thing, and
we know Pence.
Pence is the devil we know. And on top of it, and this I brought this up and this guy agreed with me, Pence is going to have to wipe the taste of Trump out of the country's mouth.
And he's going to have to do it quick.
Yeah, so he's going to pull back his own personal politics and do what's best for the country. And this guy said that Pence is a domestic policy guy. He's going to focus on domestic policy rather than pay so much attention to foreign policy.
Yeah.
And I think that because Pence is a politician and he knows how the game is played, he's going to say, okay, look, I can't talk about gays or any of that shit. I need to work at... focus on what's best for the country because I'm the guy following Trump. Yeah. I'm the guy Trump named to be vice president. Suddenly I'm president and I got to follow this shit show. And you can see that Pence has been distancing himself since before they won.
Yeah.
Like they, I don't know that they've had any meetings together. They haven't met over anything. And Pence has been deathly quiet in the news over everything.
Yeah.
So I think Pence is Pence knows that Trump's not going to make it.
I think he's hedging his bets.
Yeah. I think even Trump knows he's not going to make it. That's why he's been so fucking batshit crazy.
No, he's just narcissistic.
Well, agreed. Yeah. But I think you saw him in the White House.
He's used to being a CEO.
Yeah.
He has his way. Ultimate power as a CEO.
No one
and
checking
he thinks
him.
It's the exact same thing as president. He's conflating the two. He's already committed two blatant acts of putting Jared Kushner in his cabinet as well as his daughter.
Yeah.
Which is wholly illegal.
And that bugs me that no one's come out and said...
Who's going to do it? Well, the Republicans are in charge of everything.
Well, here's the thing. If he makes it 2 years when the Democrats retake Congress, because they will, there's no question.
We have to keep that fire going, because the problem is Democrats don't vote in the midterms.
Yeah, well, I think this will be a... I think this will be different. There's too much shit show. But here's the thing. We may not have to wait that long.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's the goal.
Some food for thought. If you're listening to this show, keep listening, because we're sort of, like, rolled off of the top of it. Like, we're not on top of it, but, you know, we report what we've had reported to us around the coffee.
You know how we can control Pence, though, right?
Get a hold of the remote control.
No. Yes, the remote control. Make him have to have dinner alone with another woman.
Okay.
He will not eat alone with another woman. He won't be alone with another woman unless it's his wife.
Okay.
This awkward silence brought to you by
Mike Pence.
Not another
podcast.
Are you
enjoying your veal? I am not allowed to speak to you at all.
Stop looking at me!
You're not my wife! I can't control myself.
No, he has to do it through a hole in a sheet.
Wait, he's so, Jewish?
He, no, that's Amish. He visited Pennsylvania?
Oh, no, there's more than just Pennsylvania Amish. They're all over the country.
Okay, since you guys have such supposedly great conspiracy theories, I'm going to start this because I don't think mine are that great. But the first one I want to bring up, and Jim, I think you might be able to either back me up or prove me wrong. But the first one I saw was that the TV show Saved by the Bell was an Illuminati training
video. I saw
that
one. Oh, you saw? I saw that one. I almost grabbed that one too.
Yeah. Apparently, the Illuminati were using Saved by the Bell to indoctrinate young people to prepare them for Illuminati control. And there's a website. I didn't pull the website, unfortunately, but there's a website that breaks down the lyrics to the theme song and how the whole show was actually just happening inside Zach Morris's head.
And well, I mean, there's the episodes early on. Well, actually, not even early on, but where Zach could freeze time, and then mysteriously that just kind of went away. Like he just did like the timeout, and like everybody in the on the scene would freeze, and he'd come and do like a little aside to the viewing audience, and then time back.
Breaking the fourth wall.
They got tired of him groping the other actors and actresses.
Yeah. Well, no, if you listen to the theme song. And obviously, it starts off when the alarm clock's already going, and you think you're never going to make it on time. It's all right because you're saved by the bell. And what's the bell shape like? A triangle. And what's a triangle? But the eye of the Illuminati. So there it is. I mean, 15 seconds in. We haven't even gotten to the first scene with Screech yet, and I'm already debunking it.
Well, this article also pointed out tons of Illuminati.
Paraphernalia.
Yes, in the backgrounds of the sets and stuff, and it was I need to find the website. Maybe I'll post it up with the show because it was.
We should try and start.
Yeah, I got to get better about that when I post up all the show notes. Shows.
That's why I was trying to send
them. Yeah.
Fact checking.
You don't want to get pegged as a alternative news
podcast.
I think we were pegged that long before that term was.
Yeah. One of our listeners was telling me the other day, he came up with a great idea. We should create another show about gaming and create an LLC.
Ooh,
so we have tax status. And we'll call it Not Another LLC.
That's kind of brilliant.
That is.
It was a
brilliant.
Really good idea.
Yeah. I wonder if we could turn Not Another Podcast into an LLC.
Yeah. It just costs money.
Oh, you know, money. That thing like that the money we don't have now.
Yeah, the thing none of us have. Yeah.
Bryce is a new father. I'm a father that's already drowning in debt, and James is, you know,
just drowning in debt.
Just drowning in debt. But no, now that you mentioned the whole Illuminati stuff in the background, there were a lot of episodes where Mr. Belding wore a hooded robe and just kind of like wandered around the background. So that does have a little bit of creep. You know, never understood why. Never really asked why. You know,
what was when the show first started? Haley Mills' character, Miss Bliss, she just disappeared.
Yeah,
just gone.
Or she was sacrificed.
Yeah,
that's what the hooded robe was for.
To the Nielsen gods. We need greater ratings. Take us offering.
Yeah, there might be something to that.
Yeah, rest probably in peace, not, Haley.
But okay, so here's the two that I found. Number one, the Large Hadron Collider is actually a stargate for the goddess Shiva. Bryce is trying really hard.
Because I read another one that it was used to. It was being used to summon an ancient Egyptian god.
Well, this is actually tied into the fact that I saw another one that I should have grabbed because it tied in. But
there's
Saddam
just too
Hussein.
Many. There's too many crazy ones.
The reason we killed Saddam Hussein was he had a stargate.
I heard that too.
And he was trying to summon an alien army. I think now the
as long as he doesn't get Teal'c.
Oh, man.
We would be fucked.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If you get an army of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get an army of guys with belt buckles in their foreheads, you go home, you lost. Right there. That is end game status.
So that's how Syria wins the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belt buckles.
You just gotta glue belt buckles to their foreheads.
Fuck, we're out.
Do you wanna win or don't you? Okay.
Are you committed or not? Yeah. Get the crazy belt glue.
Yeah.
Why don't we glue belt buckles to it? Then we'll
It doesn't
win.
Work for us.
Oh, shit.
No. We're belt buckle intolerant.
Not another belt buckle.
Yeah. We wear our belt buckles we got intended as a roof for our cocks, and that's it.
Okay, so this article starts out, is CERN the new OSIRIS-TAWER, a modern Stargate machine based on ancient technology? When work at CERN's Large Hadron Collider was completed in 2015,
they killed everyone.
Everyone. Except for this guy who got this article out.
Of course. There's always one survivor.
The collider should have twice the power and be able to help unlock more of the universe's mysteries and to explore an entirely new realm of physics. With the LHC power doubled, they will start looking for what they think is out there, and they hope that something will turn up that no one has ever thought of. Right now, I can almost see in my mind a bunch of ATSers jumping in their chairs in front of the computer and saying, oh no, another weirdo going nuts about the LHC. Well, just my two cents that after read what I'm sharing here, some of you guys will stop thinking that the purpose of the gigantic device is to reproduce the primordial spark of the Big Bang and to start to figure out what really may be scheduled by this project.
You know, I just love how, you know, the super collider, which the guys
open
created,
your eyes, people.
Watch out for Big Hadron, okay?
Yeah. You know, since it's
okay,
happened,
here we go.
Where's Richard Dean Anderson? No one knows. He's gone.
He's with the Illuminati.
And the guy that was
saved by the Bellinati.
Bellinati Belding. Interesting.
Okay, so here's some of the things that they're.
Wait a minute, hold on. AC Slater. Antichrist Slater. Oh my god, my mind is blown.
Or maybe it's Antichrist Slayer. Maybe he's probably the savior. Not. Maybe he is just Jesus risen.
He has
Mario Lopez
since then,
is
so.
Christ. okay, so here's some of the things that are flying under the radar as far as the Large Hadron Collider is concerned, according to this article. According to Professor Irina Arefeva and Dr. Igor Volovich?
Voldemort.
Don't say it out loud.
Both mathematical physicists at the Steklov Mathematical Institute in Moscow. The energies generated by the subatomic collisions in the LHC may be powerful enough to rip space and time itself, spawning wormholes.
Black holes, they're too small to actually maintain themselves, and they collapse on themselves.
Yeah. But has it been turned on fully? Or are they just using one generator?
I'm pretty sure they've turned it
like
on
completely.
Like
they did in Rogue One.
George
Sam,
Lucas...
the Death Star Lucas only used... In Rogue One, the Death Star only used one generator.
Did you know that in A Force Awakens, the amount of energy that the planetary gun used...
Starkiller?
Yes, it could have destroyed hundreds of planets instead of just the, like, seven that they did, or three or whatever.
The problem is the First Order doesn't know how to work their Large Hadron Collider.
They don't math so well.
Yeah, they didn't have enough science. They didn't open the Stargate fully.
They need to get Neil deGrasse Tyson to the dark side.
They're trying.
Yeah.
There was a recruitment video sent out to him. And he
Lord
just
Tyson.
Kind of scoffed. And he passed it on to
He would be a
to
badass
Bill Nye.
Sith Lord, though.
Bill Nye is joining the First Ooh. Order.
I can't wait for Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix. I'm excited for that.
Number two, according to Fermilab director Pierre Oden, 7 TeV of beam up speed could cause a collision with energy enough to reproduce the conditions of the universe 1 second after Big Bang. Remember that the scientists want to reach 12 TeV until 2012. I don't know what that means.
There's a lot of science in that. I think it's the energy that the particles are hitting at.
So 12 is lower than 7, I'm guessing?
I think so.
Okay.
In science, yeah.
Science! According to a team of brainiac scientists, as the Nobel physicist Frank Wilczek, the astronomer Martin Rees, and physicist Adrian Kent of Cambridge, the space engineer Richard Wagner, and the chemist and physicist Dr. Otto Rossler, the LHC could turn the planet into a smoking asteroid the size of a baseball park, or to create a micro black hole swallowing the Earth from the core outwards, if not the Sun, through the generation of a huge amount of energy equivalent to to a thermonuclear bomb per second. There's a lot of science on this, but I don't see anything about... Oh, finally. Finally at the end. Because this whole thing is about this being a Stargate to Shiva. But all I'm seeing is like Earth destruction, which has been going on since they started building the damn thing.
They talked about this since they started. Oh, what if it creates a black hole? It could. But there's not enough energy being created from that black hole for it to sustain itself.
So Mini basically holes. This, and I've got the link to this, so I will put this up on the website because there's a lot of pictures that are on this article.
Are they stick drawings?
Most of them, yes. Okay. This guy got a kindergarten class to draw in pictures. The Large Hadron Collider is just a big... Well, I would say circle, but it's kind of like a oval shape, because kids can't draw circles.
No.
So, but this guy is certain that the Hadron Collider will open up a gateway to the god Shiva, who is always depicted as doing the cosmic dance. I did the cosmic dance when I was in junior high. That was a big dance.
I was busy doing the neutron dance. So
I was doing the chicken dance.
Bryce for
which
the win.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken dance.
The answer
or the
is
egg
the
dance.
Chicken.
This one is a little more worrisome. We all have iPhones, yes?
Yeah.
No, I have an Android.
Oh, Jim, you may be the person who can save us. Apple's
one
iPhone Siri function
one
is saying that
us.
July 27, 2014. Will be the opening of the gates of Hades.
No.
Do you have Siri?
Yeah.
Let's ask her.
What am I supposed to ask her?
If one is to ask Siri, what is July 27th or what is July 27th, 2014?
What is July 27, 14?
Thursday, July 27th, 2017.
Siri, you're no help. Sorry, Siri.
You suck.
Did we back the wrong horse, Johnny?
I'm just trying to help you.
Tell me a joke.
I don't think you'd understand a joke in my language. They're not so funny, anyway.
She's kind of a bitch.
You're right, that was lame.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't be condescending.
You don't sound very sorry.
Ask
yeah.
her what is July 27th, 2014.
What is July 27th, 2014? I'm sure they changed it.
It was Sunday, July 27th.
It was Sunday.
2014. Oh, okay.
They changed it. When they do there. Updates, they change what she says.
Well, it used to be that she would say that it would be the... It's Sunday, July 27th, 2014, opening gates of Hades. So I think we just debunked a conspiracy theory right here on the show.
Well, other than the fact that we're past that date.
Well, yeah. Ooh, let's ask her what 2018 is. I just want to know if she knows the end of the world, okay?
Here.
Just ask her that.
When's the end of the world?
Shut up. Don't interrupt us.
When's the end of the world?
Well, Unix 32-bit time overflows on January 19th, 2038.
There you go.
End of the world.
January 19th, 2038. Siri calls
Start
the end of the
planning
world.
Planning now.
Build your bunkers.
Hey, will she tell us when the zombie apocalypse will start?
We should just do an episode of Ask Siri.
Yeah.
This might be what this turns into.
When's the zombie apocalypse start?
Sorry, I don't see any movies matching zombie apocalypse playing nearby today.
With dodging the subject, Siri.
I bet Apple's going to send some Black Ops Strike Force to my house now.
Hopefully it happens after the show's over and we're gone. I haven't heard from Bryce in like 2 weeks. That's a good idea. We might have to do a full episode of Ask Siri. We'll all write questions and Bryce can ask Siri.
There was one that... Here, let me try it. What's 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. You are sad that you have no friends.
I think Siri just... Man, she just burned you.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I need to get Siri on my phone.
You have Siri.
You have Siri.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you just have to hold the button.
Oh, I need to find
it. Off.
Can you find it for me?
Ask her how to use her.
How do I turn on Siri? Siri, how do I turn you on? Okay.
Lots of...
Lots of sweet tape.
Take me out to dinner
Lots
first.
Lots of sweet tape. All right, so I got 2. And I'm going to read the titles, and I'll let you guys decide which one we go to first.
Alrighty.
All right. Proof that the Denver airport is one of the most evil places on Earth.
I think I saw that one.
Or
strong beginning.
This is my personal favorite, and I think this is going to win. Nicolas Cage is an immortal vampire.
I know that one. I've seen the pictures.
Which, again... Thus, immediately disproves the fact that he's a vampire because vampires don't show up on film. Sorry.
Maybe it was an ancient digital camera.
What, did the CERN Super Collider use like a Polaroid app on it?
Yeah, someone opened the Stargate, or as we know it, the Hadron Collider.
If the ancient aliens left a camera there, I'm just saying, digital camera.
Now,
someone got into the DeLorean.
Maybe this was pre-vampire.
Pre-vampire.
So you're saying that Nicolas Cage was the one that made Vlad Tepes turn into the Mad Monk? Wait, no, that was Rasputin. Sorry. Getting my medieval madman.
What if Nicolas Cage is the first vampire?
Ooh, he's the original Dracula.
Well, I've already cured this one once before, but I'll do it again. The only way to be sure... You fill his mouth with hosts, the Holy Eucharist, and you slice off his head with a vorpal blade. Or Or, if you can, this is a lot harder, but it is also a possibility, you stake him through the heart, sending him in a torpor. It's the only two ways.
How would you get close enough, Jim?
I didn't say it was going to be easy. You know, but
it's Nicolas Cage. You have a better chance of getting close to Gary Busey.
We could probably hire Gary Busey. There's a website that you can pay to have celebrities do, like, leave you voice messages or send you a personalized video message, and Gary Busey is one of the ones on there, and he is one of the most expensive people on that fucking website.
Can we get him to introduce Not Another Podcast?
I bet we probably could. But I don't think we want to come up with... I think it was like $300 for a message.
Okay, look. We're going to start a GoFundMe to get Gary Busey.
We could probably get him on the show for $350.
Jim, you need to get here to Portland. We're going to raise the money and get Gary Busey in studio.
I saw the funniest thing about... Gary Busey being Eric Trump's dad.
Interesting.
Because they look very similar. If you've ever seen
another conspiracy theory right here.
Or maybe they just kind of shaved down Jake Busey's teeth and kind of gave him a different haircut and, you know, dot him up a little
tan.
Bit. Yeah. And kind of just sort of, you know, shuffling him off now as one of the Trump's kids.
What the hell ever happened to Jake Busey?
I don't know.
The Illuminati got him.
He tried to go after, A number one. He tried to go after Nick Cage and didn't end well. Sorry. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's fact of life right there.
I told you, right?
Send me that picture.
I told you.
That's going up on the website. That is freaky.
Oh, my God.
let me save this. I'm going to send it to
yes,
Jim.
Yes, please send it. I will post it up this week.
Come on, let me save it.
Is it the same one from before? Because there was an article a while ago about the same thing, basically asking, stating whether or not Nick Cage was like an immortal of some sort.
No, this is a picture of Trump's son.
Oh.
And, right next to Gary Busey, and they look...
freakishly.
He looks more like Gary Busey than Jake Busey does.
Wow.
I'm sending it to you right now, Jim.
Okay. I'm going to save it for after the show because I don't want nightmares.
It will
You'll
give
have
you
gay
nightmares.
Terrors after yeah. you see this.
Exactly.
So, explain to us about the Denver airport.
Okay. The Denver airport, I don't want to see that again.
That's worse than drinking 10 gallons of Vigo. Vigo.
Vigo.
I don't like to drink Vigo Mortensen.
I was thinking Vigo the...
The Carpathian, too.
Yeah. Vigo the Butch.
So, basically, the Denver airport is one of the most evil places because it has a lot of apocalyptic imagery around it. Let's see. What does it have?
Well, the Four Horsemen have been known to ride around there.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. TSA. They like that term better.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should use the official title.
Yeah. No, I've heard stories, too, about just the design of it, that there was a lot of Masonic imagery as well.
Which, of course, ties into the Illuminati.
I'm reading the comments on the article, and one of the guys says, I was there once. The Wi-Fi was super fast. Can't get it without a few ritual sacrifices. it's mainly some videos, but there's like there's a horse statue that has some meaning and just all sorts of stupid shit.
There's the Illuminati eye over every gate
you
go to. You know, so whatever. It's not like, you know, they didn't build it on, you know, holy ground or anything. So.
Indian burial ground.
Yeah. Well, that's where they did build it.
No, I heard a different story. I heard that they built the Denver airport on rock and roll. That's what I heard.
No, that was the Utah airport, the Salt Lake City one.
We built this airport on the wrong damn road.
I think they built it back on the backs of their sister wives.
Dead sister wives. Of, yeah.
Well, they're dead now.
They well, the Mormon, the Mormons have a very bloody history if you've actually looked into them at all.
He said,
well, we always defer enthusiasm. On religious stuff to you because we know you've done your research.
Yeah, they've massacred lots of people in their origin days.
Oh my God, I should have wrote this down. The other day I had a thought for the next time we got together. And since one of our favorite topics is talking religion, it occurred to me one day that, don't ask me why I was thinking about it, but it just popped in my head. The Bible. The Bible is a book that according to, save it for when Jim's in town. He loves that noise.
I should wait until, I should not crack my neck until he gets here. I'll have to walk around like this.
Unzip your, we'll get you a brace so you can't move.
What's with the brace? I'm waiting for the unbuckling. It'll
I'll take it off and my head will just fall over.
But the cracks that'll be heard will resonate throughout the state.
Totally worth it. And it'll set up a chain reaction, which will start a tidal wave, which will flood the Hadron Collider, which will bring Shiva to Earth.
Problem yep. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
Okay, so this thought I had was that Christians believe the Bible was written by God, yes. Essentially. And you break it down, it's it was written by men channeling God.
Yes.
Also incorrect.
Here's my thought. Not
do you
all men
ask,
are godly
Do you
want
to ask the Catholic? Do you want to ask the Catholic? He can answer the question for you.
Please, let's go to Mr.
Let's
Catholic.
Ask a Catholic.
Mr. Catholic!
Hey, hail and well met, young Christians, and a blessed day to you as well.
Please
the
tell
Bible
us.
Is, in fact, it's a compilation of many different stories, which also include the Old Testament, all of which were supposedly written by men who have claimed to be instructed by angels telling them the story of God under various circumstances. But a lot of them contradict each other, so... Again,
no.
If it was God... You know,
contradiction in Christianity?
Infallible creator? Contradiction? How dare you?
It falls on man. They were given a free will. And they...
Okay, that. Thank you. You got exactly to the point I was going for. God gave man free will.
Yes.
And rock and roll.
Man wrote the Bible.
Yes.
Yes.
So through free will, could man not have put his own beliefs into the Bible?
Well, of course.
Yeah. That's what it is it's the beliefs
so,
of the era.
So, the argument to be used against Christians is if you follow the Bible, you are not following God's rule, you are following man's rule. When they say, no, the Bible was written through God, you say, no, the Bible was written by man.
Through divine dictation.
Uh-uh. Not with free will. So you cannot believe the Bible as Holy Scripture written by God because it was written through man who was given free will to write whatever he chose to write.
Well, I mean, when you get an angel sitting over your shoulder... And you're
doesn't mean you have to listen to it.
Well, yeah, you do because it's an angel.
What is an angel going to do?
Smite you.
How?
It can put a baby
like,
inside.
God has more
sex,
love
supposedly.
For man than angels, which led to the war in heaven.
Okay, if you're basing all of this off of dogma, I don't know. Not the metaphorical.
I mean, this loving God supposedly flooded and killed every human on Earth.
That was before he was a loving God.
Which
God went through rehab somewhere between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and realized he'd been a dick. For a long time.
He was an abusive husband.
He was.
He still is.
And then he made amends.
by killing everybody again.
No, because in the New Testament there was no killing. There was a threat.
He killed himself by...
No, he killed his son.
Which was
Well,
himself,
no, he allowed his son to be killed.
Which he sent him to be killed, so he...
Well, Jesus was kind of a dick up in heaven. So God sent him out to become a man.
Is Jesus one of God's multiple personalities?
No, Jesus is supposed to be God's only son.
Yeah, but he is also God.
Sent to earth.
And he's also the Holy Spirit.
No, those are three separate entities.
No, they're not.
Jim, are they three separate entities?
Tell us about the Trinity, Jim.
They are three separate entities that make up the triune God, basically. There's three factors that create, you know,
Did
God.
Did you say Trigun God?
Yes, the Trigun God. There's Japanese animation before it was the Bible.
That show.
So basically, you guys aren't waiting for the government to take you out. You're just going to go right to the source and piss off a supreme being and hope for the best when you get, like, cancer of the everything.
If we're going to go out, might as well go out from the ultimate power. Governments are nothing
before
the will of
God. I'm still waiting for him to take me out. Still waiting. He must be playing the slow game.
Well, I mean...
Slow.
Yeah.
God likes to take his time.
Because he was supposed to be back already.
Well, here's the thing.
He went out for a beer run.
Bryce, the thing is God is about to take you out. You've got a couple more months.
He went for cigarettes and never came back.
And then he's going to unleash a demon from hell from your wife's womb that you will have to raise.
Because of your cursed seed.
Is that why we wanted to name him Damien?
Yeah. Well, one of many reasons.
I suggest the first thing you look for when they put that baby in your hands is any sort of 3-6s on anywhere on the body.
And then I inspire him to the White House.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're any sort of demon-loving man...
7 years of peace? I mean, come on. Why not?
I know the first thing I'm going to look forward for when I meet my new nephew, any sort of apocalyptic symbols. 6s, demon tattoos, anything.
360 degree head spinning.
Well, I expect that. All babies do that.
All right, Jim, you got...
Jim, what do you got?
Yeah, you got one for us.
I get to follow spinning dead baby jokes?
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not technically dead. I mean, if it's undead...
Then you have zombie baby.
Does Lucifer's son have a soul?
Does Lucifer have a son?
That's
the
Antichrist.
Antichrist.
Yeah. The Antichrist is the son of,
Lucifer. Someone needs to go back and listen to their power metal.
Apparently, yeah. Sorry. I'll get right on that.
I prescribe more Slayer.
Yes.
I don't know how I could get more Slayer.
How can you not have enough more? How can you not have enough more Slayer? English good.
United States public schools, ladies.
I butchered that sentence, and I was just gonna keep rolling.
Just
keep chopping till it looks like just meat. All right. So my story. I went with a news source that has come under fire for also putting out, wacky and crazy stories. The New York Post. And
Failing New York Post.
Not a fan.
Terrible. Not a fan.
But
everybody says so.
You might decide to come back to the NYP after this story. And the story is entitled, Rival Alien Hunters Are Fighting Over UFO Videos Via Rap Song.
Wait a minute. There's a diss battle going on.
It's basically a beef track. Two of them actually. The one in question is actually a reply rap to an original statement made by the reputable source known as Secure Team 10. So a world famous UFO hunter who goes by the name Secure Team 10 is furiously denied claims that he fakes the videos posted on his YouTube channel. Yesterday, a rival alien spotter from a production company called Lion's Guard told The Sun Online that Secure Team 10 earns a healthy living of up to $630 a day by posting videos that are not concrete proof of alien life. Now, $630 a day, A, very specific number, and B, if it's Secure Team 10, I'm going to go ahead and assume that there's at least 10 members in the group. So go ahead and just divide that $630 by 10 people, and no one's really living all that high off the hog. But in an astonishing twist of the story,
$63 each.
Ooh.
Wait, no, that does not make sense.
No.
Yeah, no, $63 a piece.
with the decimal place over one spot. Yeah, so everybody gets $63. But an astonishing twist of the story, it has emerged that Heathcliff, the owner of Lion's Ground, made some of his accusations in a bizarre rap video in which he wears a pink wig, swigs from a bottle, and suggestively puffs off a rolled-up cigarette. Let's see, where's the rest of the story at?
I'm still waiting for the conspiracy part of this.
You
sent me the link. I'm going to try and find these songs and post them up, or post links to them.
Yeah.
So we can hear these diss tracks.
Okay, because there was a lot more to the story when I sent it to you guys originally. No, that's just more stories. What the fuck?
The Illuminati got your phone.
Basically, the conspiracy comes down to two guys that are doing the same thing, which is try to confirm alien life, are claiming that the other is obviously fraudulent and putting out bogus stories. Oh, here we go. There's the rest of the story. Give me a second. His arch rival, Secure Team 10, has now issued a statement about the claims. Tyler, the man who runs Secure Team 10, wrote, "Of course I don't post fake videos. Anyone who subscribes to me and watches my channel on a regular basis, and I have nearly 800,000 of them, know that I'm very passionate about this research and have grown in popularity precisely because of this. But as with any successful entity, especially on YouTube, you will almost always have a small marginal group of haters. He added, speaking to his professionalism in some of his videos, he can be seen wearing a pink wig, singing rap songs while slandering my channel." I sent you guys a link to the song that Lion's Guard Heathcliff.
That's what I was making that face to. I was starting to listen to it. It was just fucking weird.
And the thing is, he's trying to, and you can see in the upper right-hand corner on that screen, there's the original song that came out where the Lion's Guard supporters, a bunch of these online rap guys, did like a freestyle rap, and they were just trying to slander Heathcliff and Lion's Guard back in his face. Lion's Ground, sorry, that's what I meant to say. Lion's Ground is a YouTube channel that only has about like 42,000 subscribers. So it's a total trolling situation. But it's just hilarious that these two people who are trying very much to put proof videos out that UFOs are real can't just get together in a sense of humanly understanding so the aliens will come and talk to us. But instead, this conspiracy remains even more mired in suspicion and poorly founded facts. I thought this story was going to be a lot longer. I guess we have some time. But yeah, like I said, the video is
this
just
guy, this hard Lion's to Ground guy, this Heathcliff guy, he sounds like the Perez Hilton of the UFO world.
Yeah.
Like it's truly more about his fame than actually finding proof.
Well,
like,
my question was,
Benson doesn't like this guy. We keep saying his name, and he keeps growling and barking.
My question to you guys is, do you in fact believe in aliens?
This has been my thought on alien life forever. Do I think there is intelligent life out there? The universe is far too big, and we are such a small part to think that we are the only intelligent life in this vast universe that we know nothing about is very egomaniacal of us.
Yeah. It's just one universe in a sea of millions of other universes.
Yeah, and I think the fact that we haven't been contacted is proof. And I think as we grow as a species and we get better, and maybe we find some sort of we stop fighting amongst ourselves and come together as a species and focus all of our energies not on money, power, that sort of thing, and focus more on advancing ourselves, bettering ourselves, maybe we'll spend more time looking outward. There's a lot of right now there is a lot of
telescopes
looking out from this world for the possibility of colonization. We're already talking about leaving this planet and essentially terraforming Mars for life. So
probably no xenomorphs there.
No, no. I mean, Mars is... We've pretty much confirmed that with the exception of maybe microorganisms, Mars is a dead planet. Mm-hmm. I know they just found water on one of Saturn's moons.
One of Saturn's moons is complete water.
Yeah.
It is...
I don't know the name of it, but I know one of them they found. It's they're frozen.
They're planning a mission to send some robes. Some probes. Yeah, some robes. They're just going to send a bunch of robes.
Put some clothes on!
Naked alien bastards.
And I do know that they've found a couple of planets. Well, just a few weeks ago, there was that whole thing where they found, like what was it, 6 or 7 planets. They're all close to Earth. Earth conditions.
I think it's Titan.
I don't think it's Titan. It's one of Saturn's moons, but I don't think it's Titan. For some reason, I want to keep saying Europa, but I know that's not it either.
Actually, that might be it.
What we need is a planet made of oil. Then we'll find a way to get to that bastard.
No, what we need to do is abandon oil. We need to find some sort of clean fusion.
You mean like air or water? Which is by its definition clear.
That is mad, Jim. What you're suggesting is mad science. It's not even science. It's just idiocy.
Fracking. That's a thing. It's got the word fact in it.
Somewhere in there. If you mix up a lot of the letters and you get rid of some of the others, yeah.
So many conspiracies, so few answers.
Bryce, what do you think about the possibility of life outside of our planet?
I think the chances are too high that we're the only... No, what am I trying to say?
I don't know, you've been butchering everything else.
I know, I can't English well today. It's the couple hours of sleep.
It's the sweet taint.
It'll do it to you every time.
Makes you love drunk.
Mostly drunk.
I guarantee.
Did you go Cajun there? Is that what you're talking about?
Little Cajun.
That was the dude spice. From Sling Blade.
Little bam. The likelihood that we're the only ones in this universe, I think, are very slim. I think the problem we run into is... if there is life on other planets, if it's too far away, that life could have already ended. Mm. So it is possible that we're the only ones. I don't think it's likely, but I think the problem we're going to run into is intelligent life is going to be far enough away that it could have gone extinct already.
Well, and here's another idea, too, that, again, the universe is so vast that Bryce might have a point, but there's also the probability that there is intelligent life, but they're at the same stage of evolution that we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know there's been a lot of discussion about getting potential... extraterrestrial signals, radio signals, but we're sending out signals all the time. So we could be getting radio signals from...
Or there could be another signal that we don't know how to read yet.
Well, that was the point I was going to make, is that just like we're sending out our own radio signals, we're receiving radio signals from a culture that is roughly about the same place that we are.
Or more advanced. Because if they're more advanced, it's likely that they'll have a technology that we don't understand yet, so we don't know how to receive it.
Mm. Well, and that goes back to that they could already be extinct, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many factors that go into that. Like, we might get to a point technologically where we can go to other planets and explore, but what we'll find is that, you know, the planet is taken over because all what we would consider intelligent life is gone.
Yeah.
you know. Jim, you have an answer. What are your thoughts on extraterrestrial life?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The
then.
Idea. Well,
thanks for joining us.
I keep it short and sweet. It's a sweet Saints bread and butter right there. No, I definitely believe without a doubt that there is other life out there, intelligent life as well. I believe that the other life that's out there has the potential to be far more advanced than we are, to the point where they're not suffering the same, you know, living under this crippling need for industrialization and destroying of the earth and the place that we're living in itself. And so we basically make ourselves go extinct well before we had the potential to see how far we could have gone. I think that they may have gotten to a utopia where in, you know, exploration and education and, you know, health become paramount. And the reason why they haven't gotten in contact with us is, you know, fucking Jake Busey.
Goddamn Jake Busey. Well, and here's another thought. Like, what if these nut jobs who claim to have seen UFOs have actually seen UFOs? And our species is currently being monitored. We're not ready to receive or to communicate with.
What if we're an alien zoo and they're just watching us?
There could be that too.
And poking us.
UFOs come by to look at the humans, yeah. And then they're off again.
They're the alien vets.
Yeah.
they gotta pick up a sampling.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're still doing okay.
Yeah.
Gotta stick some stuff in our butts.
Yeah, because that's the only way to be sure.
Yeah.
I think they do stuff like the Kardashians. So like, you can go to Earth.
They
you can go to Earth either as, well, you can go to Earth as either. A commoner or a politician or a celebrity who's rich for absolutely no fucking reason. Just
it could be a Men in Black situation. There could be aliens living among us. We call them freaks of nature, but maybe they are actually alien life. We don't know. That woman with two vaginas from Britain, she could be an alien. Peter Dinklage could be an alien.
You could be an alien.
I am an alien. And it's about time I show you my real face.
Ah! Conspiracy confirmed. All right, guys.
And that was the last ever Not Another Podcast. Jim, as always, it was fantastic. I will not be here next week. I am going to go to the coast and visit my mother. So
nice.
I'm sure you guys will have a fantastic show. And I look forward to hearing what you two come up with.
Excellent.
All right.
And then the week after, we should do Ask Siri. We should start writing our questions now and ask Siri just the most horrendous things we can think of.
Oh, the mind recoils in horror.
All right.
What
All right,
is
guys.
Trump? Okay, brother, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Goodbye, alien.
And to our listeners, we will
bid you farewell.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Starr.